Well, today is Tuesday, January 22nd in 2008. And whoever you are and wherever you may be, good morning to you. I'm Don Wayne, and I'm your host for the next hour here on RBN for a program that we call That's How I See It, where we can discuss the news of the day. And although this is not a news hour, it's a talk show, we invite you to call in with your opinions on the news of the day or whatever may be on your mind. We invite your phone calls. Lines are open here at 800-313-9443. So let's get right to the business at hand. Time is a precious thing, is it not? It seems oil prices might be falling a little bit. That's good news. Maybe felt at the pumps. Oil prices fell on Tuesday amid global market turmoil, mounting concerns that the United States economy may be heading for a recession. Gosh, that's not good news, is it? The Bush administration is contemplating stimulating the economy to the tune of about $150 billion. And of course, as we mentioned yesterday, you know where that money's coming from, the printing presses at the Federal Reserve. That's got to be have an impact on inflation. And they say that, contrary to what the government is telling us on the inflation figures, that the inflation is running at about 4%. Truth be known, it's running at about 8% inflation. So all that glitters is not gold. This rosy picture that Bush is painting out there, as far as this economy of ours is concerned, is just that. It's B as in B and S as in S, as we say. Prices on the oil, getting back to the oil for a minute, were affected by the continued tumble of global stock markets on Tuesday, the second day of sharp global declines. Light sweet crude for February delivery fell $2.81 from Friday to $87.76 a barrel in electronic trading on the New York Mercantile Exchange by mid-afternoon in Singapore. So that's not bad news, falling a little bit, but of course what falls today goes up tomorrow, doesn't it? It's so unstable, it's pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. Here's some more good news. Lawmakers seem to be giving up earmarks. That's something we all hear about so often. Get on the telephone. Let us know what's on your mind this morning. We're at 800-313-9443. I'm Don Wayne, and we'll be here for the next hour taking your calls and whatever's on your mind. And as we indicated a moment ago, these earmarks that are so infamous, these local lawmakers, Tip O'Neill was... next to the word earmarks in the dictionary, you should put Tip O'Neill's picture. This man was typified. Everything that's wrong when we elect a career politician to the Congress. But anyway, a growing number of lawmakers, it seems, in Congress are voluntarily giving up on one of the biggest perks of office, the risk of alienating their constituents. More than 20 members of the House and Senate have vowed now not to seek any new earmarks for their districts, saying that they won't take advantage of a system pilloried for wasteful spending on projects such as the Alaskan Bridge to Nowhere. Have you heard about that? The Bridge to Nowhere? You as a taxpayer are being charged, we're paying to the tune of $250 billion to build a bridge. I don't know what the span of the bridge is, who cares, to an island where 55 people are there. Get on the telephone, talk to me at 800-313-9443. Back in a minute.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
All right, we're back. I'm Don Wayne. We'll be here now till somebody comes to get us, I suppose. But in any event, this is Tuesday, what did we say it was? Tuesday the 22nd. So just checking, make sure we knew what day it was, so we're not a day late or a dollar short here. Anyway, checking some of the other news items that are coming across the wire. We're doing this because we're waiting for you to get on the phone and talk to us. Get on telephone. The phone number here is 800-313-9443. That's easy to remember, huh? This is an interesting story. The state of Michigan, way to go, Michigan. Michigan will no longer allow illegal immigrants to get driver's licenses. The practice that just seven other states, I don't know what those other seven states are, but it'd be interesting to find out, wouldn't it? A practice that just seven other states continue to allow. Michigan Secretary of State Terry Lynn Land, who oversees the Motor Vehicle Department in that state, announced the new policy on Monday and said that it will take effect on Tuesday. That's good news. No state should be allowing driver's license to illegal aliens. And that's a subject that we may cover more in depth on future programs here as we go along. Wall Street is bracing for more volatility. Boy, that's another area where the economy is showing its weakness, with Wall Street falling precipitously, almost by the day. Investors are asking what it's going to take now to revive it. Market experts are increasingly coming to the same answer. And the answer, of course, is time. There's no piece of economic data, no corporate earnings report, no move by the Federal Reserve, no government tax plan that'll be able to soothe the market's anxiety in the next couple of weeks over our weakening economy. Okay, let's go to the phones. We have John in Tennessee.
Good morning,
Scott.
How are you today?
I'm just fine. Yourself?
Great. One second.
What's on your mind, John?
God, the people I got to deal with sometimes. here in East Tennessee, we have people that are actually cheering in city council meetings because they're putting fluoride in the water. Can you believe that?
You know, fluoride is nothing in the world but an industrial waste product. It's a poison, and it has never been shown to cure one case of tooth decay. Did you know that?
Yep, and they even have poison control center labels on toothpaste, what to do if swallowed.
It's purely and simple, John and listeners, putting fluoride, the fluoridation of your water supply, purely and simply, is tyranny.
Yes,
absolute,
it is.
And total tyranny. Go ahead, John.
And I think the one story you just covered about illegal aliens and driver's licenses, any of them show up to get them, that's an automatic ticket the hell out of this country.
You bet.
That'll keep them from coming here. That you start
if they didn't have the backbone of a spaghetti noodle, if they had a broomstick for a backbone, we wouldn't have any of these problems, would we?
No, we wouldn't, and I know just a place to put that broomstick, too.
That's great. You made my day, John.
Thank you very much, Don. You have a good day.
You too. Thanks for calling. Thanks for checking with us.
Bye.
Yeah, fluoridation, I'll tell you, being from Minnesota, a few years back there was a community in Minnesota, Brainerd, Minnesota, that refused to allow the city fathers there to fluoridate their water supply. And they fought that for years and years and years to no avail. Ultimately, the city fathers, the bureaucrats, the bureaucracy had their way, and they fluoridated the water supply. Fluoride is a poison. It's an industrial waste product. And it has never been shown, as I mentioned to John, it's never been shown to be effective in reducing any tooth decay. I think they're pouring it in our water because they don't know what else to do with it. It's just an awful situation. If you've had experience with fluoridation in your water supply, if you're aware of the problem, give us a call. Get on the phone. Get on the telephone and talk to us at 800-313-9443. We talked about the Wall Street volatility. Boy, I'll tell you, this economy of ours is in serious condition. And it's a result, you know, with all of the talk about the economy going in the tank, going south, think of this. The Bush administration, all the while, blithely going along with their New World Order, using the United States citizens as the supporters of the entire world, financially, economically. How so? I don't know how many billions of dollars we've been spending on aid to Iraq. We're building highways. Next time you hit a pothole on your way home from work or something, think about this. The Bush administration and this government of ours is blatantly out there rebuilding a nation strictly in contrast to what Bush promised he would never do. He was not going to be a nation builder. Richard in Alabama, talk to me. You're on the air.
I think fluoridation is a federal mandate. I've talked to these people at the city water department, and they know that fluoride is bad. The mayor knows that fluoride is poison. I show them these pictures of bags of sodium fluoride that say it's insecticide, and they know it's true. But the fluoride stays in. It's got to stay in. But I guess it's something about the
EPA.
Wait a minute.
I'll have to challenge you on that. Richard, I have to challenge you. What do you mean it's got to stay in?
Repeat that, please.
You just said it's got to stay in. Fluoride has got to stay in. Did you not?
I think it's a federal mandate.
What do you mean by it?
They have
federal mandate or not, we're talking about human health here. Fluoride is nothing in the world but an industrial waste product, and it's a form of tyranny to contaminate and pollute our water supply with it. So I don't buy the statement that it's got to stay in simply because some bureaucrats in Washington mandate that it should stay in. It's awful stuff. Awful.
It's done in a clever way. They have water quality standards, and the feds require a water quality tests, regularly tests and reports.
And then they fudge on the results. But they fudge on the results. Anytime the levels become to the point where it's dangerous to humans, they raise the limits. It's a game that the bureaucracy plays.
No, there's
makes
a minimum.
Me sick.
There's a minimum of fluoride to pass the water quality standards.
Mm-hmm.
There's a minimum of fluoride in order to pass the overall water quality
standards. I understand what you're saying, Richard. And that shows you how crazy this government of ours is becoming. Local, state, local, federal, the way up and down the line. These people are out of their minds. And it's a human health factor. They want to tell pregnant women now not to drink coffee because it may harm them, but it's fine to drink fluoridated water, chlorinated water, just as bad. Go ahead.
They're not crazy. They just don't care about the little people. They just don't care about us.
Well, would you take that into consideration now, Richard, in Alabama? Do you take that into consideration when you go into the voting booth?
Oh, they revoked my voting rights.
That's not a joke.
They did.
No, I know it's not a joke. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you. What do you mean they revoked it?
They revoked it. I am considered to be incompetent. You see, the Alabama Constitution was changed about 10 years ago so that if you have been diagnosed as mentally incompetent by a doctor, your voting rights are taken away.
I wonder where that can be found in the Constitution.
Oh, they put it into the Alabama Constitution.
Alabama Constitution?
Yeah.
But the federal Constitution rules on voting. It's not in our federal Constitution that I know of. How can they do that legally? I guess that's my question, Richard. Have you ever asked them that?
It's a constitutional amendment in Alabama.
Oh, it is. But I wonder, have they ever tested the constitutionality of that at the federal level? Because that should guide our voting, not the state constitution. I'm a state's writer, don't get me wrong. That's what the Civil War was fought about. Never fought about slavery, it was fought about states' rights. I've always said, that the propaganda they're feeding our kids in schools and so forth, that the Civil War was fought over slavery, is just a bunch of nonsense. It was fought over states' rights. So I believe in states' rights. Yeah. But I'm just questioning if a state can come up with something so blatantly unconstitutional, how can they continue to keep that on the books and take your voting rights away, for Pete's sake?
Well, the answer is sometimes they do remove amendments of the Alabama Constitution. And I have a copy of the Code of Alabama that admits that the federal courts have removed parts of the Alabama Constitution.
Well, remember, was it Judge Roy Moore?
Yeah.
Remember him?
Yeah, I remember him.
Good man, wasn't he?
No, he took a deliberate dive. He could have run again for state Supreme Court. He had an opportunity to register. He had plenty of time to file. He could have run. He didn't do it. Instead, he waited and he collected a huge amount of money in order to run against Bob Riley for governor, and then he used the Ten Commandments issue against Bob Riley, but Bob Riley
We've got to run. Thank you for your call. We'll be back. Get on the telephone and talk to us. What's on your mind today? 800-313-9443. Back in a moment.
you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, we're back. Get on the telephone. Talk to me. We're at 800-313-9443. Whatever's on your mind, there's so much going on in this world, isn't there? As Richard in Alabama was just talking about this fluoridation problem, it's been a huge problem for many, many years. Chlorine is another. You know what they use in the city of Los Angeles to treat their water? Ozone. Ozone is the treatment out there. There's no ill effects to it. The problem with, for example, take chlorine in your water. The problem with chlorine is that it combines with other contaminants, pollutants, solid particulate matter in your water, and it forms a substance that's known as chloroform. Do the name chloroform mean anything to you? It's one of the most potent carcinogens known to man. And that's floating around in your drinking water. That along with fluoride, probably. Fluoride being, as I indicated a moment ago, it's an industrial waste product produced in the manufacturer of aluminum and so forth, and they didn't know what to do with it years ago, and so they decided to dump it in your drinking water. I mean, really, that sounds ridiculous, but that's exactly what happened. Test the historicity of that. Look it up on the internet. Check out fluoride and chlorine and so on. Chlorine is a known carcinogen. It's just awful. And yet, in the news yesterday, I noticed that the government, ever watchful over our health concerns, is now telling pregnant women that they shouldn't be drinking coffee. You know, coffee is not good for you. But it's okay to drink your water that's been literally poisoned with fluoride and chlorine. Check me out on that. Go to the internet and see if What I am sharing with you is not 100% accurate. Nothing you ever hear me tell you on this program cannot be documented. 100%. We're not here to spread propaganda like our educators in our government schools and in our universities. Okay, moving on from that. Get on the telephone, 800-313-9443. Talk to me, and let's get this discourse going. It seems Bill Clinton had a dream, literally. You hear about that? Oh, it was on all the news yesterday. Bill Clinton, I'm sorry. Bill Clinton showed yesterday why he made it into the book in the art, The Art of Napping. Did you see that? It was during an appearance at a Baptist church in Harlem where Martin Luther King III or whatever was giving a sermon, and there was Bill Clinton. Man, he was off getting a few Z's. The campaign must have been getting to him and so forth. And Clinton has had a napping problem throughout the years, I guess. He has had many napping episodes before. Among others, he's nodded off at a Mets game, which you can't really blame him for, and also at Ronald Reagan's funeral. He was napping off. And then also, when he was president, he told Dan Rather once, he said, you know, if I can take a nap, even 15 or 20 minutes in the middle of the day, it's really invigorating to me. On the days when I am a little short of sleep, I try to work it out so that I can sneak off and just be down for 15 or 20 minutes, half hour. It really makes all the difference in the world. Just don't be drinking any coffee, Bill. That might be keeping you awake, you know what I mean? This is a serious matter. Again, getting right back to the Bush administration being no more conservative than I am a liberal, I suppose you could say. A Second Amendment advocacy organization is asking the Bush administration to withdraw a legal brief that leaders fear could be used to support, quote, any gun ban, no matter how sweeping, as long as some court somewhere determines it's reasonable. Well, you know they're after our guns, don't you? Take a look at Australia, for example. Australia, where they had this huge gun confiscation scheme, they burned all the guns, and now take a look at the crime rate in Australia. It's absolutely going through the roof. Dan in Texas, welcome to the show. What's on your mind this morning, Dan?
Well, you're talking about fluoride and chlorine, and I'm wondering, see, I'm kind of sick right now, and I'm wondering what's wrong with me, see? And long-term exposure to like fluoride and chlorine and stuff like that, does it mess you up, basically? That's the question.
Well, you know, I don't know what the stats are, but all you have to do, check it out on the internet, Dan. You know, what this chlorine is all about and what fluoride is all about. It's a poison. It's a poison. They will not put chlorine in the water in the city of Los Angeles. They use ozone. There's no after effects to ozone, but chlorine is a known carcinogen. Fluoride is a known carcinogen. Both of those combined together become a lethal tonic in your drinking water.
What happens with the lethal tonic? What does it actually do to you? Does it make you dumb or something like that?
Well, it can have adverse effects on your health. Being specific, I can't tell you specifically.
Yeah, of course.
Check it out on the internet. It'd be worthwhile, especially if you're considering the possibility, Dan, that maybe it's had some ill effect on your health.
Well, I'm wondering about that. I'm 34 years old, and I know that I'm always getting sicker. I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
Have you consulted with your doctor about it?
Oh, no. They don't seem to help very much. I don't mess with that. Thank you for your time, though.
Well, I'll tell you, we've got a break coming up, Dan. I hope you get better, but check it out on the internet. That's to our listeners, too, of both fluoride and chlorine. Back in a minute. Talk to me, 800-313-9443.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
All right, we're back, and we've got Sandra in Iowa and Carol in Tennessee. Let's go to Sandra in Iowa, the Hawkeye State. Sandra, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
I watched a video about the oil reserves on Prudhoe Bay that was, I'm not even sure how to describe it. It was strange. It was interesting. It was, I don't know what. And it said that we have a bigger oil reserve there than any place in the world, and that
sure
if we were using that, our gas would be a buck and a half a gallon. What do you know about that?
Well, I'll tell you, what I do know is that the Democrats are the ones that are holding it up. The Democrats in Congress are holding up anything that any drilling that we'd want to do on Trudeau Bay. And they use the environment as an excuse, the greeny type thing. It's not green, it's red at the core. And they simply want to put America back to when the Columbus arrived here. It's just awful. And yet we vote for them. As a body politic, where half of the people in this country are threatening to put the likes of a Stalin and high heels in office. And it's going to get worse. It's not going to get any better. So it depends on the politicians. It depends on the people that are running this country in the Congress and in the Oval Office. Because the oil's there. We know that. We can drill it. And you're right, Carol. That's my thought, thinking on it.
When we get a hold of our congressmen, and they have to know that they're that they're running this country into the ground. They have to know that they're doing a lot of wrong things, and I don't understand why they would.
Well, Carol, Sandra,
go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
can I just add my two cents worth here?
Please.
It's been my contention for a long time that the liberal philosophy in this country is not just an opposing viewpoint. These people actually hate America. They hate our founders. Look at these liberal judges, what they're doing in our, they've polluted our court system all the way up to the Supreme Court in this country, coming up with these crazy opinions that can't be supported by any rational interpretation of the original intent of our founders.
Well,
so they want to put America back.
Are their
they
brains
wanna,
so fogged
go,
that they
go,
don't think
go
that
ahead.
This won't? They think this won't ever affect them. I mean, this
I'll tell you, you have one
on
right
them.
Down there. You have one right down there in Iowa. His name's Tom Harkin.
Uh-huh.
And he's continually reelected, and he's one of the most vocal opponents against drilling in Alaska. Did you know that?
No. I'll tell you what. Since I've retired, I've really been looking into things, and that's one of the things I'm going to start addressing is getting rid of these guys. I don't know.
Well, there ought to be term limits. There ought to be term limits
absolutely.
On these senators
absolutely.
And on these congressmen.
Absolutely.
Because the people, I was talking a little bit earlier this morning, Sandra, about these earmarks.
Uh-huh.
You know, if a constituency, say, for example, in Chicago or wherever, decide, hey, you know what, what's his name is making sure that all these multiplied millions of taxpayer dollars are coming back into our region to build our stuff. And so they'll keep reelecting him regardless of where he stands politically. He could be a raging communist for all we know.
Well, it's
you know what I mean?
It seems like
you know, you know, yeah, well, I mentioned Tom Harkin down there, and yet Iowans for some reason keep reelecting this fellow. I don't know why. Because he's a vocal opponent of drilling up there in Alaska.
Well, it probably because people don't know it, because I actually was there, and I called the television news, and I said, why did you ignore this? And they didn't even have a good reason, the gal on the news, and this had to do with Ron Paul. And I was there, and he drew almost twice as many people as five others did at a talk show or, you know, a get-together. And it was put on by the Christian Coalition and a tax group, and they did not invite Ron Paul, so he had his own. It was right next door. There were people everywhere. I never saw such fantastic enthusiasm, all ages. There, you could not see any particular group.
And he's not getting any press from that
at
all.
Absolutely. I mean, he got more votes in Nevada than, according to... Mm-hmm. He got more votes in Nevada than Hillary.
See, the powers... Sandra, you know this as well as I, and Carol in Tennessee, hold on, we'll get there to you. But Sandra, you know that in the final analysis, the media is controlled by the powers that be, the shadow government, namely the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission.
And
I know that you listeners of RBN mm-hmm. are well familiar with these evil, evil organizations. Ron Paul, as I understand it, is not a member. So he's not going to get any media. Understand?
No. Oh,
I mean, that's the way the game is played, Sandra.
Well, they go out of their way. No, it's a door-to-door. That's where I'm going. I've passed out a lot of stuff on Ron Paul, and I'm going to do more. And I'm going to... I mean, that's the only way. And
whether you're for Ron Paul or whoever, that's what I call getting out there and doing something about it. And all I can say is kudos to you. Good luck to you. We've got to move on here, Sandra.
Yes.
We've got other callers. But thank you for joining us, and don't be a stranger.
I'm enjoying your show.
Carol,
thank you.
Carol in Tennessee has been waiting for some time, and we'll get to Dwayne in Tennessee as well. But Carol, you're on with us. Go ahead.
I'm calling about the fluoride.
Mm-hmm.
And the man asked about it making you dumb or something. What fluoride does, it's an antagonist to iodine. And iodine is in the thyroid, nourishes it, and helps it to be effective. And the thyroid produces thyroxin, which nourishes a part of the brain that causes resistance or causes you to want to resist things that are not appropriate and that kind of thing. Well, when this fluoride's in the water and it gets in your blood and it gets in your body, it's antagonistic to the iodine, actually frequently replaces it in the thyroid gland. Then the thyroid can't make the thyroxin. The thyroxin can't nourish the brain, and people become very complacent and agreeable, and they don't buck the government.
Oh, but it's supposed to prevent tooth decay. What happened? What's worse, a bad tooth? And incidentally, it's never been shown to be effective against any form of tooth decay. But you see, that's the argument. That's the reason that they give us that they're actually polluting our water supply with this poison. Go ahead.
Well, actually, what they put in the water is sodium fluoride. It's not the calcium fluoride that was used in the test.
Yeah, you're right.
It's sodium fluoride that's the byproduct of the aluminum industry and the fertilizer industry. And it's just scraped off and it's just put in, so it actually isn't just sodium fluoride. It has aluminum particles and other things. It's not processed before it's put in the water.
Well, that sounds like a wonderful thing to put in our drinking water, doesn't it?
Very nourishing, yes. And people might be interested in knowing that the sodium fluoride that's used is also used in rat poison.
How crazy. How have we allowed those powers that be to make these absolutely foolish decisions? How have we allowed them to stay in power? Is it because we're so busy in our everyday lives we don't know what these rascals are up to? I don't know, but we've got to get rid of these people that allow this foolishness to continue. Now they're out there, I don't know, have you heard the thing now, Carol, where they're talking about coffee? Pregnant women should not be drinking coffee.
Pregnant women can't drink coffee because it's made with fluoridated water.
I think the fluoridated bingo. You get a cookie. That's exactly what you beat me to my own point, because the link here is the fluoridated water is a thousand times more detrimental to human health than caffeine is.
Right. Well, and the fluoride is in everything. You use it to cook with, and when it's heated, it can concentrate. It does not, with chloride. When it sits out, the chloride will evaporate into the air. It will dispense. Fluoride doesn't.
Okay, now fluoride is sort of like mercury, isn't it? In that it's difficult to purge from our system.
It's difficult to get. After it's in the water, it is extremely difficult to get it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long, tedious, slow process to extract it from the water.
Do you know what my wife and I have drank for something going on 20-some-odd years now? We have drank nothing but distilled water. And it's interesting, when we check out at the grocery store, they'll look at me quizzically and they'll say, well, gee, what do you use distilled water for? Well, we use it to drink, they'll say, aren't you just supposed to use that to put in your irons? Well, if it's going to keep your irons clean, chances are it may also help purge your system and help maintain a good, healthy, your health, your overall general health picture.
Well,
so we've drank nothing but that, and yet the ignorance that's out there, by and large, in the body politic, as I refer to it, regarding our drinking water, is almost verging on where it's into a dangerous area, where we actually think that chlorine and fluoride are appropriate to be putting in our drinking water.
Well, my question is, what disease does fluoride prevent?
What disease? It's never been shown. I mentioned to our other callers.
Right.
It's never been shown to prevent even one instance of tooth decay.
Correct.
I wish somebody out there that's doubting this would call me on that and so forth, because we can document this. Nothing that you ever hear me say on this program cannot be documented. We're not here to propagandize anybody. We're not here to scare you. But it's a very serious problem. Wouldn't you agree?
I would.
Go ahead.
And I just want to say that I live in a county where the people voted to not put fluoride in the water 2 years ago. So
but it was fluoridated anyway, right?
Not yet. No, but we got a new mayor.
Yet.
We got a new mayor, okay, and he thought we needed fluoride, and so he got, when he got his people on the
board. Well, what you need, what you need is a new mayor.
Oh, tell us about it. Tell me about it. He got his people
these,
on the
these
water
bozos, board. These bozos get elected, and the brain dead are electing them. That's our problem. And it's like Jefferson said, the problem with democracy, our founders hated democracy. The problem with any democracy is people eventually get the government they deserve. And that's what happened to your mayor, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, anybody that can be that foolish. I mean, that's taking, that's a public health problem.
You know,
and but anyway, Carol, we've got to move on here.
Okay.
We've got other callers waiting. But thank you for your call, and don't be a stranger. All right, let's see. We've got Dwayne, also in Tennessee. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
I've thought about all this stuff a lot there, and the only thing we can do, in my estimation, is to try to educate these older folk, which I'm getting to be older folk myself, the criminals are in charge of the major mainstream media, and that they're not there for our good. They're there for the money making of the humongous companies there that are taking their jobs to Mexico, China, wherever labor's cheaper. They've done used this place up pretty much, and they're about done with it. And all they're doing is siphoning the money off the top. And we can convince folk there to look a little further. Most older folk ain't got no computer, don't want none. Most of them, there's exceptions to everything, of course. But it's the older folk there that's got implicit confidence in Peter Jennings and them criminals, CFR criminals there. And then people, when they go vote, them same people there, all they know about these candidates is what they've seen over the major mainstream media. That's all they know about them there. And their little old memories, I think that's what the fluoride does there, their little old memories is short there that they can't remember one lie to the next there, what they said last week or last month or last year. And, of course, my forgetter works better than anything I got, too. I can't say much about them, but I do look into things a little fuzzy, and a lot of them do. But anyhow, if we can convince these people there that the media is the enemy there, they run by the Zionist Jews there, and I went to a Pentecostal church meeting one night there, and anyhow, they had a rabbi there. They're trying to, these people were supporting this program big time there to get a perfect red heifer.
Dwayne, can I ask you this? What could a Jewish rabbi or anything possibly have in common with a Sister Sal?
With a what?
With Sister Sal? Did you say you were in a Pentecostal church?
Yeah. wasn't.
Well, what? Oil and water don't mix, do they? The Jewish rabbi has about as much in common with your Pentecostal church as Don Rickles does with Henry Kissinger.
Yeah,
you know
these people can't see that. I just went out of curiosity, you know, I wanted to see what they had going there. But anyhow, they was convincing these sheeple here that they needed to support this effort to produce this perfect red heifer so they could get this Levitical system of going back over in that temple where the veil was rent from top to bottom. They don't understand the significance of that either. But anyhow, these people going along with, supporting all that, they sending their money over there to them people, and it's just pitiful, you know. But that's what's going on there. People brainwashed to sleep and what have you there, and that television is just about what's done it. And I thought I was deprived when I was a kid. Daddy wouldn't let us have one. And I was going to school, and I was hearing what all went on the Rawhide and this, that, and other, you know, and I thought I was deprived, but I was reading instead of watching TV, and now I understand, and Daddy's a little smarter than I thought he was, you know. But anyhow, out there, we got to convince people that the media is hornswoggling and a brainwashing, and that's about all the hope we've got.
Well, even when Fox News came on the air, I was so... Dwayne, I was so thrilled because I thought, boy, we're going to get an alternative to CNN and so forth. But, you know, when you start listening when you really start paying attention to what's going on there, Britney Spears gets all this news coverage, but we don't hear about the shadow government that's pulling the strings and controlling our media. Rupert Murdoch would have never been able to purchase all of the stations that he now owns were it not with the cooperation of the powers that be. And it's shameful. It's
easily
disgusting.
Easily entertained and easily diverted.
Yeah, absolutely. And so on and so forth. Is there anything else you want to share with us?
That's about it there. Y'all just keep hammering there, and we're hammering out here on the...
Well, we need you. We need you in our listening audience. So hang around and check in from time to time.
Our little church group there, we put up a 150-foot tower and a little radio station over here in West Tennessee.
I was going to ask you, Dwayne, whereabouts in Tennessee do you live?
Well, I guess you'd say on the Tennessee River pretty much, or just a shade west of the Tennessee River there on the west side.
Well, thanks a lot for joining us. Get on the telephone now. Break coming up here. Talk to me, 800-313-9443. Back in a minute.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perkylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perkylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, we're back. Don Wayne here with you until the top of the hour on RBN. We want to thank our callers so far today, Richard in Alabama, Dan in Texas, Sandra in Iowa, Hawkeye State, Carol in Tennessee, Dwayne in Tennessee. That's what this program is all about. We call it, that's how I see it, but it's really not about me, it's about you, isn't it? The listener out there. And you all have viewpoints, And your viewpoint will always be respected when you call into this program. We're not here to intimidate you or to talk over you or to interrupt your train of thought or to try to change your opinion. It's your opinion, and you're entitled to it. And that's what this is all about. To sort of put a fine point, as this hour comes to a close, to sort of put a fine point on this fluoride-chlorine controversy, I remember a few years ago, Reader's Digest ran an article, and it was called Time Bomb in Your Tap Water. And at the end of the article, it encouraged readers to take a water sample from their tap, right directly from their tap, and send it into this certified laboratory, and then they would tell you if the water was safe to drink. Well, I did this dutifully, sent it in and waited, and then I waited some more, then I waited some more, seemed like forever, and then I finally decided, well, either they didn't get my sample or they're, what's the problem? So I called them, and here's the explanation I got. I said, you know, when you run an article like that in Reader's Digest magazine, you're bound to be overwhelmed with people sending in water samples. They want to know what's going on with their water and so forth. This was free, didn't cost anything. And here was the explanation I got. Think about this. They said, you know, we were well prepared for all of the thousands of people that sent water samples to us to test their water. And we had the results of these tests all ready to go out to these thousands of people, informing them as to what was in their water, whether their water was safe to drink or not. But in the meantime, the FDA or some bureaucratic governmental organization determined that was an unsafe level yesterday, all of a sudden became a safe level today. Because, you see, they, with all the billions of dollars that we've spent in this trying to clean up our water resource and everything, not a drop of water has been purified, has been cleaned up, in spite of all the monies that we've spent. So that, in other words, they could not send out these results to these people until they all of a sudden said that, well, in the first result, the first incidents, they said, well, your water tested okay in these areas. These particular contaminants and pollutants are not considered dangerous to human health, so your water is drinkable. But all of a sudden, then when they changed, your water is undrinkable. I got that backwards. Your water is undrinkable because we found levels of this particular contaminant in your water that make it unsafe for human consumption. And then all of a sudden they had to change it back to the actual letter that was sent out to these thousands of people and said, not to worry, your water is just fine. That's how they clean up your water, I submit to you. It's an injustice. Well, that's going to do it for us today. I'm Don Wayne. Thank you so much for joining us here on the program. We're here every day at the same time, and we encourage you to call in and let your views be known. I'm Don Wayne, and that's the way I see it. With